Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Valentine's Day, let's talk about the lies.
It's coming up,
too. That accompany Valentine's Day.
Okay,
from the National Retail Foundation.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The average, they tell us, that people spend, the average person spends $193.
Wow.
That is...
Oh, you don't believe that's true?
No.
Okay.
No way. Well, I don't... It's just to make us think, oh, I'm not doing enough. And it's from the National Retail Foundation.
Well, it's an average, so maybe people...
No. And you know what gives it away?
What?
I was like, okay, so what's... The most common thing that they buy is candy.
Oh, gosh.
You tell me you're buying $193 of candy. Let's talk about annoying people or wrong people.
Hmm.
God sees something. He must see something. Because, of course, we're wrong about stuff.
Yeah.
And we can be annoying, all of us. But there's like this quality. It even says there's a scripture where Jesus is looking at people with compassion, like they were sheep without a shepherd. Like, there's this quality of vulnerable animal that is lost that he sees with people. And I want to have those eyes, too, for people rather than just being annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, here's a wounded person. Here's a wounded little bird, you know. I would like to help the bird go back to its nest, but it's not going to let me do that. It doesn't want me to do that, but you still have this... You can still see that. Like, if you can see that with people and you start to see them as wounded and not just toxic or not just awful, and you can probably picture people now that drive you crazy or something, but there's a wounding there and there's some compassion that we can have.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, saving up.
Mm-hmm.
I got an idea at this time.
Okay.
I think my wife will
really appreciate. You guys didn't really do that.
We don't.
Okay.
But I have a really good idea this time.
Okay, which is?
I'm going to get a ribbon, a card, and... saving up, and I'm going to purchase an egg.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
Wow.
I thought that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, just one?
I don't have all the money in China or whatever.
to be buying a whole carton.
The cliche is, I don't have it. Okay, get ready to be shocked. I'm one of those shock jocks that just people are like, whoa, I can't believe I heard this. And people are like, where did you hear that? Oh, that Brant Hanson.
Sure.
So, but I keep it clean. But anyway... What I want to say is I'm Gen X, right? So Sherry's Gen X too, but like people, young people now, younger millennials, like, oh, your technology back in the day was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Like your Alexa, your Siri,
yes,
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where that technology came from? Guess what?
What?
The clapper.
Huh.
It's true. Remember the clapper?
I do. Clap on.
Come on.
Clap off.
Yeah.
Clap on, clap off.
With
the clapper.
The clapper.
Then it was a clip.
So, leave it to the white guy to not know when to go.
I didn't want to bring it up, but it was off. Let's do a little better.
Can't even do the clapper song. We got a problem.
There's an old song. It's called Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. It's really old.
Okay.
I don't even remember actually hearing the song, but I've heard of it.
Right.
You know what's, breaking up is easy to do. That's what humans do. We break up. It's easier to break up. People break up. How many people stay together for a long time without getting annoyed? I was thinking about that because, you know, the makers of M&Ms, I was reading about this. What's the guy's name? Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray said, so that's where M&M came from.
Oh.
It's Mars and Murray.
Okay.
The rest of the story is, but they wound up hating each other.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a little happier.
No, like
with M&M's.
You see the candy, like M&M's.
Right.
Like, this is a happy thing. No,
yeah.
No, these are two guys who hate each other, broke up after 8 years, and
oh,
one guy
wow.
had to buy the other guy out. Like,
oh, man.
That's the way of humans. How wonderful is it? It's like a pleasing aroma to God when people when we stick it out with people. They might drive you crazy, but if it's, but the unity thing that Jesus is praying for, that's. That's a sign to everybody that he must be real. Like, why? How could people who are otherwise natural enemies actually stick it out together? It's so rare.
You may not remember this if you're a certain age. You didn't experience this, but we did have it. We were talking about this technology that preceded Siri and stuff, but they use the same thing. It's the clapper.
Yes.
So back in the day,
it was cool. They had a commercial. You could buy this little thing that you would plug like your lamp into or whatever.
Yes.
And you could turn it on or off by two claps.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that's cool. And they had a little song and everything.
It was amazing. I mean, we didn't have it, did you?
I did. And then I had to get rid of it.
Why?
Because Sherry, the guys I live with in college.
Uh-huh. Irresponsible with the clapper.
Yeah, because I used it for my desk. It was called the Form Answers. Four of us in there.
Yes.
And we'd be studying, and they thought it was funny.
While you're studying.
They wouldn't even clap because they would trigger it all sorts of different ways. If you cough twice really loud.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they know that I'm depending on this to read.
Yeah.
Because I haven't hooked that to my lamp. So right. Somebody down the way is like, now I'm in the dark. They thought that was funny. We probably all know somebody like this who needs conflict all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll even go on social media and just start up a big argument or something, or just they're always battling. I have a little bit of compassion for that. I think what's going on there is people need meaning in life. And for some people, that is what gives them meaning.
That conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you find real meaning somewhere else, you don't need it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it really is. So I think there's something about seeing the story of who God is and what he's doing in the world and how he lets us be a part of that. That becomes your big story, your narrative. You don't need something else. And you find, I don't need this anymore. This is so good. If you don't mind, I've been reading a lot of Brennan Manning lately, and I found this paragraph, which I really, really like. He talked about the love of God and how it changes everything. He said, the wild, unrestricted love of God is not simply an inspiring idea. When it imposes itself on mind and heart with the stark reality of truth, it determines why and what time you get up in the morning, how you pass your evenings, how to spend your weekends, what you read and who you hang out with. It affects what breaks your heart, what amazes you, and what makes your heart happy. That's really true. And it's not like you have to be like, well, I'm going to change all these rules and force myself to be, doing that. No. Once you realize just how amazing God's love is, it does determine, it puts your life in a certain order.
Mm-hmm.
You're so struck by it. It changes everything. It's where you get your security in life. It's not a burden at all. It honestly makes everything better, but it does, like, it's going to change decisions that you make when you realize just how true it is. So, as you may know, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and I deftly ignored it.
But you love groundhogs.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna fall for somebody's contrived day, and then we're like, oh, let's talk about groundhogs today. No,
what
I
is
don't.
The worst that can happen if you actually talked about information on Groundhog Day?
They learn that they can boss me around, and they feel empowered, take control.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I want that.
Okay.
Anyhow, this is fascinating to me. The groundhog success rate of identifying winter and weather and all that sort of stuff. Like, if you flip a coin, what, about 50%, right?
I would think so.
He, meaning all these groundhogs over the last 100 years, collectively known as Punxsutawney Phil.
They, yes.
39% success.
Interesting.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So why do we keep doing it is your question?
Well, I find that amazing. That, like, it's, you can't be that wrong.
Nobody else would keep a job that long being that wrong.
That's significantly wrong before we're like, you know what? This doesn't make any... Let's reverse the thing. Let's flip the thing.
So
if he sees a shadow, then...
Yeah, we'll have some spring.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what... Just flip it. Here's a little reminder for you, which is actually really cool, that you're always changing physically. Your cells are being swapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Your atoms, literally, are being swapped out. You're becoming a new physical being. They say about once every 7 years.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
One scientist I always remember that said, we're more wave than we are particle. So think about that for a while. That's fun. I like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about how God wants to change us, because we are becoming something different. Sometimes, though, we think we're the static thing. Like, well, this is who I am. That's who I'm going to be. That's who I am. Like, no. You can still change.
Yeah.
You still can. God still wants to do things with you, and you are becoming something. It's great if you become something more secure, more at peace, more who you're made to be. Mm-hmm. Like, so you can be a blessing to people, like add value to people's lives. You can be at peace. Like, you can become someone who's a better listener, somebody who's able to be in the moment, offer wisdom. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Not always chafing, not always trying to get attention, not trying to build yourself. Like, that's a relief, right? So I just want to mention that because we are always changing, literally, physically, and certainly we can change spiritually, right? Fellowship Home Loans sponsors our podcast. We really appreciate them. Mike and Brian, we have really grown to appreciate them personally and also what they do with mm-hmm. Fellowship Home Loans. Outstanding. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or you can just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Can you record this?
Yes.
What does it say about it? There's a law. I think it's called Cunningham's Law. When I saw it, I was like, does this have to do with Potsy or
Ralph? The Fonz. Sure. Joni, Chachi. What does it all
mean? Mr. C.
What is Mr. C's law?
What was it? Something like, I'll explain it.
Okay.
If I say on the air, let's say on our show or podcast, wherever, I'll say, hey, I was in our nation's capital, New York City, the other day, and mm-hmm. People would be like, what did you say?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's Washington, D.C. That's our nation's capital.
Right.
Okay. If I asked, hey, what's the nation's capital?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can email me and say, I won't get that many responses. I'll get more responses.
Because I'm correcting
you. To correct
you.
Me.
Yes.
And that's a normal, this is not an indictment on our, we have the, like, I was just thinking today, we have really an interesting group of people who listen to us.
Yes.
And I'll digress here for a second just to say, I see all the time, and I've experienced this when I've worked at certain radio stations or whatever, people are just constantly one-upping you spiritually or mm-hmm. tearing you down from a spiritual standpoint, or you're wrong about that.
No, that's just not our core listener. Our core listener will bring it up.
Oh, but it's awesome.
But I remember when we were talking about someone in the public eye that I actually don't care for, if I'm honest, right? But I didn't think that that was coming across.
Uh-huh.
And when she said, hey, I was listening to you guys talking about this, and it just sounded a little different than what you usually sound.
Yeah, such a fair thing to say.
And I remember saying, you know what, that's fair, because it was different. She's absolutely right. It really is friendship.
It is. And more often than not, my mm-hmm. next email to someone who is disagreeing with me mm-hmm. is, this really made my heart feel warm, strangely enough, because the way you did it.
Yeah.
Was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whether I come around or not. Most of the time it's like, well, you have a good point. I need to mm-hmm. think about that.
Yeah.
But even if I still, I'm like, no, I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. I'll say, I appreciate your perspective, but the way you said it says everything.
Yeah. Very, very unique.
That's the typical response we get when somebody is offering correction or
very
saying,
true.
I've never seen that before. That's a really, mm-hmm. rare thing. I had somebody ask me, do you get blasted a lot with emails? No.
Yeah. We're definitely blessed.
No, we are.
Yeah.
It's profound to me. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah.
Just so you know too, that's kind of the tenor of the other people who are listening.
Yeah.
To this as well as you, mm-hmm. as you're listening. Like it's a pretty cool thing. That is not always the case.
No, it's not. And I will say that this is not to impugn anyone, but it's just, I think it's based on how you listen. So podcast is opt-in. Radio is not necessarily opt-in,
yeah,
right?
True.
So if we do get a little harder pushback or a little different, it usually comes from that audience.
And it's somebody who's a new listener.
Yes, or someone who
they don't even know who we are.
That's right.
Well, you tell that lady and that guy that Jesus did not laugh.
Yeah.
Because it says, like,
yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's interesting itself. But what I was going to say about Cunningham's Law is
back to Mr.
we're
C.
more, we'll get a bigger, we enjoy correcting more than helping.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting. I wonder what that says. And that's a human thing. It's not,
Yes, it is.
It's not pointing finger at anybody, all of us. Like, for some reason, there's this drive to make sure we correct. And I've experienced that mm-hmm. where before just you just miss a tiny fact or yeah. something that nobody really cares about, but they have to tell you. We have to. You have to know.
How it's much so it's not that. Yes. And yes.
So thinking about my own self, I'm the same way. I think like actually, you know.
No, I know that I am, and so I have to sometimes. I think I'm getting better. I hope as we get older, we at least notice it more.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's so. Right. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why it's Cunningham's Law, but that's pretty cool. It made me think about Arnold's at that fire.
And I don't remember that dynamic there at all. It seemed like a happy place.
When you mean the fire? Oh, the correcting.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they corrected that. Remember that horrible police officer?
No.
Kirk or something? I can't remember his name.
I wasn't
he was
that dialed into and they, Happy Days.
He arrested Fonzie.
No.
And they're like, well, if you're going to arrest him, it was at Arnold's. And then everybody else came because he was a hoodlum. Ooh. And everybody else came in with a leather jacket and a t-shirt. And it's like, even Mr. C came in like, well, you're going to have to arrest all of us then.
Oh, because everyone. Yeah. If you're just out here.
Yeah.
Taking hoodlums.
Even Arnold came in with a leather jacket on. He's like, if you're gonna.
It's very interesting. You remember this.
Well, I was watching it. I was like, is that how the world actually works? You're like 7 years old. Everyone will buy a leather jacket.
Just to make a point.
Just to make the point. And then the officer has to walk away embarrassed. Like, well, you
that's a life lesson.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. See?
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.